Hey, everybody.
Can you start with the Bitry of History?
Yeah, duh. Can I start with how we normally start? Sure. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to
The Bitry of History. My name is Axe.
My name is Allison. My name's Allison.
And my name is Max. And this week...
Bloopers for the Patreon.
Kelsey, stop laughing. All right. Can you say it again?
My name's Allison.
And my name is Max. And this week, so born Johanna Mary Hannah Sheehy on May 24th,
1877.
Don't I go first? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. Doodly doo doo doo. Their website is PlannedParenthood.org. All of those words are spelled correctly and full out. PlannedParenthood.com.
Oh, yes. .gov. They are.
.org.
No,
damn
not
it.
.gov.
Oh, God. You have to edit that out. PlannedParenthood.org.
There you go.
After her death, a former Miami homicide detective said, quote, "It's surprising to all of us that she had not been killed sooner because she made a lot of enemies."
Yeah.
End quote.
Oh, my God. She's okay with it because now we're even.
Yeah. And apparently Blanca was also openly bisexual. It's reported that she would consume mass amounts of bazooka, which is a potent form of smokable, unrefined cocaine. And then she would force men and women to have sex with her at gunpoint and had frequent orgies. Her most prized possessions were an emerald and a gold Mac-10 machine pistol, Eva Peron's pearls, and a tea set once owned by the queen. She is buried in the same cemetery as Pablo Escobar. And there's a Lifetime movie being made about her in which she'll be portrayed by Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, my God.
Now, my favorite part of this is the bottom of my research page says, "Now, why the f*** do I know about Pablo Escobar? And he has a Netflix series based on his life, but I have never heard of her." Question mark, exclamation point.
Is that a personal question right from Jeanette?
I agree, Jeanette. I'm happy to remedy this situation.
There was actually a documentary made about her called Kate Bornstein is a Queer and Pleasant Danger that came out in 2014. She currently tours around the U.S., Europe, and Australia, giving talks on college campuses and doing performance pieces about her life and breaking apart the societal norms of gender identity. So it's at this point on the podcast where I feel like I should say that that mariachi music you've been hearing is my neighbors, I guess, playing mariachi music.
So, I thought it was a car driving by. Ooh, it's making my eye twitch.
Whew. So for the rest of this podcast, if there's mariachi music happening, those are my neighbors living in Los Angeles.
So I just want to like restate that for my own brain and then also for our listeners' brain. Right. So woo... Your amazing woman that you're talking about strangles her own daughter.
Poisoned. They're not 100% sure.
Kills her daughter. Her daughter is dead. Kills her own child, her own daughter.
Yes.
And blames the Empress Dowager and the other chief of the concubines for the death as witches, causing them to have their hands and feet chopped off and thrown into a vat of wine.
Yes, to drown.
And it only is going to get crazier from here?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me.
Crossing the border, she says, quote, "I stopped to buy aspirin and white wine and things you couldn't get inside Poland. And then I was driving back along a valley and there was a Hessian screen up so you couldn't look down into the valley. Suddenly, there was a great gust of wind which blew the sacking from its mooring and I looked into the valley and saw scores, if not hundreds, of tanks."
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
So Claire immediately drives back across and reported what she'd seen to her ex-boyfriend, the British consul general, who then wires the government in London and is like, holy crap, holy crap, problems, problems, problems. Oh, things are happening. Hollingworth then just, you know, files her dispatch to the Telegraph reporting Hitler's invasion of Poland, breaking the news of the start of World War II.
Whoa!
She was 27 years old and had been working as a reporter for 3 days.
Yes. All the stories we've done of women fighting in World War II, and now we find out that it was a woman who broke the news. Is this too high for you? Do you want me to move it down a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that that was a thing that could happen.
There you go.
Oh my God, so much better. I feel like we should say something about that.
What, that we just moved your mic down?
Mm-hmm. Max bought these really great new microphones, but he set them up to his height. And he just now noticed that I've been trying to be a giant for the past 20 minutes. And then he fixed mine and it's really comfortable. Thanks, Max.
Yeah, my pleasure. You can also find us at our website at umpboh.com. Yeah.
I'm Owls.
Have you done this before?
I told you I'm so out of
and
it.
And as always.
I'm so tired. Oh. We don't say our names at the end?
Never. We've never done that.
Oh, I do it with Beverly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why. And I just recorded that on Tuesday. That's why I'm like, I'm Allison.
All right. So, The Bitchery of History is brought to you by Ursula Major. Oh, no.
No.
The Bitchery of History. All right. So, The Bitchery of History is brought to you by audible.com. How do we do this?
We don't do it like that. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Allison.
We don't say our name.
Jesus.
This is episode
46. We don't know what's happening. Okay. And as always,
bitches get stuff done.